Now, Doctor, normal implants have been around for a while. And so if you could, just to get us all up to speed on the same page here, what are the differences, if you could outline that, the differences between mini implants and normal dental implants, if you could just outline that for us real quickly?
Sure, Andy. Most of the patients that have loose dentures long to have their teeth lock in place. And this new revolution of implants, both conventional and minis, have made a huge difference for these people. However, the normal implant is much more of an invasive surgery, and it takes at least 6 or more months to heal. And often the patient who has the loosest lower denture find out that their jawbone has so resorbed that for them to go ahead with conventional implant, it not only involves placement of implants, it involves some major bone surgery. And this type of grafting, it means bones taken from other parts of their body, their chin or their hip. And it's very expensive, very invasive, hard to heal from, and quite time prohibitive. On the other hand, this new revolution of mini implants for them is often done without an incision. They're much smaller diameter, so they find that in their case, where people have been telling them conventional implants can't be used and they're not a candidate, they're truly a candidate for this size implant, which after it's placed, they can leave that day with their denture locked in place and they're able to start eating the foods that they often given up for a long time. This means that even if they're on a lot of medications and they have complicated health histories, they can come in because this is so minimal of a procedure, and they can leave with a result. The other big difference between conventional and mini implants is the cost. Conventional ones are very expensive due to the type of surgeries and the amount of surgery and the number of steps needed, where mini implants are often a fraction of the cost, like a third of the cost of the conventional. This gives these people the ability to afford something that was not within their reach before. And from our front office to myself, every team member will be dedicated to making your comfort their priority. And we will spend time addressing any apprehension you might have and take every measure possible to ensure a comfortable, pain-free experience. We find afterwards people need just 2 Tylenol or 2 Advil. This is not a pain-provoking procedure.
So there are quite a few differences there that you mentioned, and I want to make sure we pull out all of those and make sure everybody understands the differences. But before we do, because I know some of the things that you just mentioned as far as cost and it's less invasive and different types of things, and we'll get into that here in a minute, but I know some people already have an interest and they want to call, get more information from you. What is the number they should be calling to get some more information about LifeLite Cosmetic Dentures and Mini Implants, Doctor?
Our office in West Seneca is 716-675-6900, or they can take a look at our webpage at www.tightdentures36.com.
Okay, very good. A couple ways to reach you then. If you want to reach Dr. John Herman for more information about LifeLite Cosmetic Dentures and Mini Implants, please call at the West Seneca office in New York at 716-675-6900. Again, that phone number, 716-675-6900. On the internet, tightdentures36.com. I'll go ahead and spell that just to make sure we're all understanding about what that internet site is. tightdentures36.com. It's tightdentures36.com, tightdentures36.com.